Okay. We're on the top, and Tanya, we're on Mem Dalet on the top, at the bottom in these Tanyas, it's 159, 8 lines from the end of the page. Okay, we didn't learn for a few weeks, so, but Perek Lamehei, actually 35 that we're in, the Alter Rebbe started off with the question, and he says, Tanya is based on the Pasuk, Ki Kodiv Elecha Davim Eid is very close and easy for a person to serve God, Beficha, Bevavcha, in your mouth, in your heart, meaning thought and speech, La Seisi to do. So the Alter Rebbe wants to explain more, what is this concept of doing? And he asks a question. And he asks a very practical question. We know that, I'm paraphrasing, torture for a person is when you work, and you get nowhere. Like we discussed, one of the difficulties of the slavery in Egypt was, when they built the pyramids or whatever they built, questionable what they built it on quicksand. So any building they built, the Gemara says, immediately sunk into the ground. So, you know, sometimes you could be a slave and you could be tortured to build a building, but afterwards you look at the building, you say, well, I built, you know, I accomplished something at least. You build a building, it sinks into the ground, and you have to start all over again, you feel helpless and worthless. Yeah. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe asks a very simple question. We learned before, a tzaddik is one who conquers the Yetzer Hara. The Beinoni, the intermediate person, fights, and never wins. He will never kill the Yetzer Hara. You have to be born with the ability to be a tzaddik. Right? The Beinoni can never be a tzaddik. So in other words, you're telling the Beinoni like this, listen guy, you're gonna be born, you're gonna fight, and never win. What's the purpose of the Beinoni coming down into the world? Why did Hashem send down the neshama of a Beinoni into the world if he's never going to get it? So he says like this. He started off with the what the Zohar says from this kid. The Pasuk says, the Zohar says like this. The wise man's eyes are in his head. Shlomo HaMelech says, Chacham Einav Bereishi. A Chacham's eyes are in his head. So the Zohar says, and where are the eyes of a stupid person? Also in the head. So what's Shlomo HaMelech saying? So he says like this. What it means is, the wise man's eyes are what's on his head. Meaning, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, is resting on top of the person's head. And it's like the person is a wick, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, is the fire. But if you have a wick and a fire and no fuel, it's not going to burn. So Shlomo HaMelech says in another pasuk, Shemen Aresh Chol Techsa, don't be missing oil on the head. Meaning, as he's explaining now, the Shekhinah is on the head. The wise man knows that this fire of the Shekhinah needs to be fed. It needs to be fueled. And therefore he says, that's the good deeds, the mitzvahs that a person does. This is where we're up to now. Okay, so he says like this. Vina beard marshal there that to explain this analogy that the Zohar gives. Shehim shall erd hashchina le'erd aner. He likens the light of the Shekhinah to the light of a candle. Shehina meyev in which way? Shehina meyev in neches bepsila. It doesn't ignite and grasp into the wick. Beli shemen without oil. You can have a fire and you can have a wick. But you don't have oil, you don't have fuel, it's not going to burn. So kach, the same thing, ein shechina sheir al gufa adam, the divine presence cannot rest on the body of a person. Shenim shel epsila, which is likened to a wick. We look like a wick, you know, one line of thing. Elei de meisim daivim dafka, only through good deeds. And, v'lei daile b'nishmosei, and this is a very one-liner that explains a lot of issues in Chassidus or in life. It's not enough to say, I have the fuel because I have a neshama, which is chelek alokamima, which is a part of God, liyasi keshemen lepsila, that should be the wake. You ever heard the Jews say, I'm a cardiac Jew? I'm a Jew at heart? Many Jews say that. They're called cardiac Jews. They say, I'm a Jew in heart, but I don't need to do mitzvahs. Me and God understand each other, we got it down, you know, we have a deal, he doesn't bother me, I don't bother him. Yeah. Huh?
I said, how's that working for you?
How's it working for you? He says like this, L'cheid, a person could come along and say, why do I need mitzvahs to connect to Hashem? I have a neshama, my neshama is part of God. Why do I need mitzvahs for? Why do I need to fuel the fire of God on me with mitzvahs, which is the fuel, the, like you said before, the oil? Why isn't it enough that I have a neshama? Why isn't that enough to connect me to God? Why do I need mitzvahs? Like this Jew that says, I'm a Jew, what do I need mitzvahs for? Right? I want to see that work in marriages and in raising kids. The kids will tell you, yeah, I love you. I'm your kid. I ain't doing anything for you. Or a parent tells that to the kid. I love you dearly. I love you more than anything else in the world. But you know what? I'm not doing a thing for you. It doesn't work. Why not? He says like this. It's Mavor Moven L'Chomaskel. He says like this. Why? And this is really a very powerful question. Why does a Jew need mitzvahs to connect this to Hashem? Why isn't my neshama enough? Why isn't my neshama enough to connect me? He says like this. It's mavur and move in the chomask. Any intellectual person will understand. Ki in nishma sa'adam, the neshama of a person, afilu hu tzadik gomur, even if he's a complete tzadik, oved Hashem b'yira, he serves God with fear, and the highest form of love possible. Okay? Afapikain, nevertheless, he's still not totally nullified and subjugated. To become absorbed and bottled in the revelation of Hashem. To be one. And let me just finish. The truth is, he remains a separate entity. Yirei Hashem, who fears God and loves God. If I love you, there's a me that loves. If the person loves Hashem, or fears Hashem, it's not complete bittul and complete nullification, because there's a me who loves. So even in the neshama, which serves God out of love and fear, but if there's no mitzvahs, there's a me involved. I love, I fear. Generally speaking, it's interesting. Love is not bittul. It's the opposite of bittul. When you love somebody, it's your gain. There's a you that's very, I love. There's a big me here that loves. When you do mitzvahs, because God said so, there's no you. You're just doing what God wants. In other words, like this. In order, God is a very unique thing. The Gemara says an expression, an empty vessel, you could put something into. A full vessel, you can't put anything into. In spirituality, it means like this. If you're full of yourself, there's no room for God. If you're empty, then there's room for God. God says about a haughty person, I cannot coexist with a haughty person, because if they're full of themselves, there's no room for me. There's no room for me. So therefore, what is the vessel for godliness to exist within the person? Complete nullification. Not even the level of me doing, me wanting, me loving, me fearing, doing. Doing of the mitzvah. And therefore, the Zohar says that the fuel to keep the Shekhinah connected to us, it's like, Al Rebbe in the Kutatay gives an interesting analogy. In order to keep the soul and the body, and to stay alive, you need to eat. Right? Food. If you don't eat, God forbid, for a long time, you die. Why? Because in order to keep the neshama, the spiritual neshama, in the body, you need to eat. Jew, guy, animal, whatever it is. You need to eat. What does eating do? Eating keeps the neshama in the body. To keep God in the world, whether it's the general world or my mini world, to keep God in my world, meaning to be with me, I need to feed it. If I don't feed him, he's not going to stay. Okay? That's why Torah is called bread. Mitzvahs are called food. What does it mean? When a Jew does a mitzvah, they're actually feeding, fueling God that the flame should stay on my body. The Shekhinah is on top of our heads. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech says, the wise man's eyes are in his head. It doesn't mean that a fool's eyes are in the foot. It means that the wise man understands what's on the head. The head is the divine presence. And that divine presence needs to be fed. Just because I have a neshama is not enough food for God to exist within me. Because my neshama is I love, I fear, there's a me. In order to keep Hashem fed, so to speak, that he should stay in the world, but by God it's not bread and cake and ice cream, it's Torah, mitzvahs, and davening. Davening are the three pillars that the world stands on. So he says, a person, just themselves, is not total level of bittul. He says, Mashiach, second line from the top, HaMitzvahs U'maisim Tevim, but mitzvahs and good deeds. Sheinitzayne Yizbarich, which is the will of Hashem. V'ritzayne Yizbarich, and the will of Hashem, is Makar HaChaim, is the source of life. L'chol Ha'elim is V'abirim. Why did God create the world? Because He wanted to. So what God wants is the food and the existence of the world. Therefore, in order to keep this will of God in the world, we need to do the will of God, meaning mitzvahs. Sheyered alem, that goes down to them, that the will of God comes into the world. I did simsumim ram through many contractions, because you have to understand, if God would reveal His infinite revelations, the finite world cannot exist. Limited world cannot exist in an infinite revelation. So God had to hide Himself and conceal Himself and limit Himself and again limit Himself and conceal Himself and so on. In this will of Hashem, we read the samadregas and the descent of levels one after another, that He should be able to create the bodies and to create and to make existent. Yesh miayin, something from nothing. Okay? V'davar nifrid b'fnei atzmei, and a separate entity by itself. V'leivatlu b'metzias, that they shouldn't become non-existent. Meaning like this. Let me explain this in simple English. There is what Chassidus calls the real internal will. Pnimius Haratzon means the real will. And the Chitzenius Haratzon, the external will. There's the inner will and the external will. It's very simple. A person wants to work. They want a job. Okay? That's a will. I have a will. I want to work. But that's not the goal. The goal is to make money. In order to make money, I need to work. So therefore, I want to work. Okay? The truth is, if you take it, money is also, the money is to buy something, whatever. But let's take these two things. I want to work. I have a will to work. But that's not the inner will. The inner will is to make money. But in order for the inner will to happen, meaning to make money, I need to work. I want to work. Now, when Hashem created the world, the purpose of creation, we learned, was to have a dwelling place down here in this world. Like Dr. Rebbe is going to be explaining in the next few chapters. Okay? The ultimate purpose of creation is Hashem wanted a dwelling place in a low world. That's what Dira, a dwelling place, betachtainim. What are these two words? These two words are phenomenal. What does it mean, a dwelling place? Let's analyze each word. A dwelling place in the low worlds. Okay? So first of all, the difficulty is, what does it mean, low worlds? Low means further versus closer. Correct? Now, if God's all over, He's all over the place, is there higher and lower? Higher means closer, lower means further. Right? In a round table, where there's no beginning or end, there's no beginning and end, there's no higher and lower. There's no head of the table, end of the table, in between the table. Okay? If God's presence exists all over the place, what does it mean, higher and lower? And let's divert, let's go off a second. When Torah uses physical language for spiritual entities, we have to understand what the Torah means. Okay? When Torah says God spoke, it doesn't mean He has a mouth and He talked. Obviously. Okay? When the psukim say that these angels are higher than these angels. Seraphim aimed in Mimalai. Okay? The Seraphim angels are above the Eifanim angels. Now, in the physical realm, higher is the fourth floor and lower is the third floor. Right? But if you're talking about spiritual entities, what does it mean, higher and lower? What does it mean, higher and lower in spiritual entities?
Connection.
So, in spiritual entities, the Rambam says, by the way, the Rambam says this, higher means a greater awareness of God is called higher. A lesser awareness of God is called lower. But it's not physically. See, our brains are physical. You know, When you say an ocean is deep, correct? You measure it by feet or miles. When you say somebody has a deep head, it doesn't mean that their head is 10 feet deep. I mean, Alter Rebbe says, whoever hears this, don't laugh, it's ridiculous. So you're using the word deep, which is a physical term, but it doesn't mean the simple definition of deep, 10 feet deep, 20 feet deep, 30 feet deep. It's the word deep, but it's a different content. Meaning, deep means they understand things better and deeper and they get to the point, to the core of it much better. When the Medrash says that the purpose of creation is because Hashem wanted a dwelling place down in a, tachtayna means in a low place, the obvious question is, if God is all over, what does it mean high and low? He's all over, it's all the same. But if I'm all over, I'm not closer or further, I'm all over. Right? So the answer is, the word tachtainim, low, doesn't mean how far it is away from God. Low means, as this explains, it is a world where there is no awareness of God whatsoever. Higher worlds, again, we're using physical words, but it's not physical concepts. Higher worlds means a world that has a greater understanding of God. Lower worlds means a lesser understanding of God. When you say God wanted a dira betachtainim in the lowest of the lowest of the lowest world, that means, just in simple definition, that God wanted a dwelling place in a world that has absolutely no awareness of God at all. That's what tachtayna means. Not that it's low in a physical sense, because God's all over, there's no high or low. What it means is, the higher worlds is where God is aware, where godliness is aware. You're aware of godliness. A lesser world is less awareness, and then God limits Himself and hides Himself to such an extent, yeah, that He creates a world that doesn't even know about God. Go ask any guy in the street, is there a God? I don't know, you know. They see a whole world. but they don't see God. To the extent it's called yesh miyayin, something from nothing. What does something from nothing mean? I don't know my source. I don't know of any God. I know I exist. Okay? So in this low world, where godliness doesn't exist at all, meaning an awareness of God. God, of course, is here. He's all over. But there's no awareness of God from the world's perspective. In that world, God wanted a dwelling place. Now, what does it mean, a dwelling place? A home. What is a home? A home, again, we're using physical language for something spiritual. You are who you are at home, not in the street. In the street, you act accordingly, you dress accordingly, you talk accordingly. You know, you're not going to drink from a big bottle in the street. But in the home, when nobody's looking, that's the real you. Don't look at me like that. Or a person, if you want to know the real person, it's the way they act at home, not in the street. Then in the street's all a show. You want to know the real person is at home. So now, what does it mean, Dira, then? Dira means God wants a place where he can reveal himself as he really is. Unlimited essence. That's what he wants. A Dira, to reveal his essence in a world that's completely void and anti-God. Okay? Now, so God wants a dwelling place in the low physical world. But in order for God to have that, he has to want an external world. He has to want to create this dark world, world of darkness, no revelation of godliness, no nothing. That's the external will. In order to have a dwelling place in a low world, he has to want a low world. But the purpose is not the low world. The ultimate purpose is have the revelation of God in this low world. Correct? It's like working a job for the money. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe explains like this. The external will of God is to create a world which is empty from godliness, meaning in their perception. The real will of Hashem, the internal will of Hashem, is the dwelling place. Correct? Okay. Now, what is the dwelling, what is the revelation of God? Torah Mitzvahs. So, let's say God wants a Jew to do a mitzvah on a Nesrig. Okay? So God has to first create a Nesrig, and then the Jew can make a mitzvah with the Nesrig. So the physical Nesrig, the physical world, that's the external will of Hashem. Yeah, of course Hashem wants a world, because he can't have a dwelling place in the world if there's no world. But that's not what God really wants. What's the real fuel of God? It's not the world, it's the mitzvahs we do in the world. And therefore, in order to keep this oil, the fuel of God, to keep the Shekhinah on us in the world, to have this dwelling place, right? So God created an external will, meaning he created a world that's full of contractions and concealments, and it's like an analogy. You take a bulb, yeah? You take a light, put it on the table. So now the room is lit up. If you cover it with a blanket, you're going to have less light. Cover it with 20 blankets, the room will not even know that a light exists. Now, does that mean there's no light? The light is the same. Whether it is one blanket, no blankets, 20 blankets, the light is the same. It's only in the perception of the surroundings. Right? If there's no blanket, the surrounding sees the light. One blanket lasts, two blankets lasts, 20 blankets, not at all. So that's what God did. God's existence, God is all over. God is so great, and this we can't understand, Alter Rebbe says in Shayachid Velmuna, God is so great that he can make a world that the entire existence of the world is dependent on him, and yet nobody feels God. The existence of this table, without God in the table, can't exist. Yet you look at the table doesn't see God. The biggest atheist that usually screams no God until something happens says, oh my God. But the existence of the atheist, his existence is from Hashem. And yet he denies the existence of God. So that's what God did. And he said the external will of Hashem is to have a world that thinks there's something separated from God, there's no God. And in this world, we need to do Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, what's the fuel that keeps God in the world, meaning the flame on the person, on the wick? It has to be the fuel of Torah mitzvahs. And that's what he's explained what Hashem needed to do. So, we're like eight lines in the top. So the world is only the external will of Hashem. Masha'enkein ha-mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs, which is the real will of Hashem, that's what Hashem really wants. Ve'en Shem has to panim klal, and there's no concealment of God, because mitzvahs is openly the will of Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. It's not a concealment that you don't see God. This is a mitzvah Hashem. And achaya shebehem, the life, I mean the power of Hashem that's in the mitzvah, is not dover nifrid b'fnei atzmei klal, not a separate entity, because it's openly God, it's openly the will of Hashem. That's what Torah mitzvahs are. Openly the will of Hashem. The elel, it's included and contained and united and absorbed in the will of Hashem. And it's one with Hashem. So the world at large doesn't feel oneness with Hashem. And it's not the world's fault, by the way. God hid himself in so many contractions and concealments and limitations, because he wanted that world shouldn't feel him. Because he wanted a dira betachtainim. He wanted a dwelling place in the low world. So therefore he had to create a low world. Now again, what does low mean? A world that doesn't feel godliness at all. Is that what he really wants? Does God really want a world that doesn't feel him? No. He wants to have, for whatever reason, that in this low world, they should feel God. But he doesn't want really a world that doesn't feel God. But in order for his game, it's, by the way, a big game. It's an enjoyment that God enjoys. Because if you think about it, let him not make the tachtainim, and not let him make the dira, and be God as he is anyway. This is God's enjoyment. For whatever reason, as Alter Rebbe says, you can't ask why. He says God desired, he had a temptation. You can't ask why. This is what he wanted. Meaning, it's not logical. It's above logic. God wanted should be a world that's so low that doesn't feel him. And in that world, I want godliness to be revealed. You know, this is late, but very briefly, Chassidus explains, people like new things. Okay? Now, in Chassidus, they always give a mashal of a parrot. Parakeet. Yeah? People pay a lot of money for a parrot. What's unique about a parrot? He talks. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, people talk much better than a parrot. You know, when people talk, you tell them, shut up. Or you tell them, be quiet. Oh, a parrot. Everybody has to hear the parrot. The question is,
why?
Or a kid when they're starting to walk, you know? True. They plop down, and they take three steps. Oh, immediately it's all on Facebook. Oh, the whole world knows that the baby took three steps, yeah?
Right.
Okay. I mean, we walk much better than the three steps than plop down. Nobody puts on Facebook that we walk four steps.
No.
Why not? Why not? Because a person talks, that's normal. That's expected. A bird, that's something new. People like new things. That's in nature. Why is it like that by people, by the way? Because it's too late. We'll talk maybe more next time. Because God likes it that way. God likes new things. And therefore, down here, we like new things. instead of S-O-S-O. Same old, boring, yeah? So what Hashem wants, and that's why the Rambam says, why does God like a Baal Tshuva better than a Tzaddik? Because a Tzaddik is a goody-goody. It's a goody-goody, does good, big deal. When a baddie-baddie, a Baal Tshuva who sinned and does good, that's exciting. It's something new. Neshama in Gan Eden is good, big deal. Neshama comes into a body and is good. That's something unique. So this is the game, so to speak. It would be continued.